you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host.
Hello, everyone out in podcast land. Welcome again to another episode of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm your guest host today, Guy Smith. And as always, we're having a little sit-down chat with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Mr. Ray Zinn. How are you today, Ray?
Trying to stay dry, Guy. How are you doing?
Well, it's warming up nicely out here, and boy, I am aching for spring, that's for sure. What I want to talk about today, subject dear to my heart, managing debt and managing growth. Founders in startups face an interesting inflection point during their growth cycle, and it's real tempting to go out and score some debt in order to try to rise up to the next level of growth, certain investments that need to be made around the company. So when should a startup consider debt, and when should they just flat out avoid it?
Debt is never sleeps. Okay. You're always going to, it's going to be there 24/7. When you go after debt is a matter of what your growth needs are. If your trajectory exceeds what your cash flow is, because often you can grow through cash flow if you're profitable. And that's the way I prefer to do it, is to be profitable and grow through profitability. But if you're growing faster than you can grow through cash flow, then debt is fine, presuming that you can, you know, fund the debt. In other words, debt is something that has to be paid every period, whatever that period that your lender sets or you agree to. And so that's the key. The key is make sure that whatever debt you take on, that you can make those regular payments on that debt.
Are there any inflection points where you think in a startup's life where debt is truly critical? For some of the startups that I've worked with in the past, there often comes a time where they've been able to have a growth spurt by taking on a little bit of debt and using it to either, you know, bolster their manufacturing, take care of certain infrastructure needs, hire some really new and unique brain power. You know, are there any inflection points that you think are appropriate for using debt?
Well, anytime you're introducing a new product, there's going to be a additional cost up front to do that. And so whenever you're developing a product, it's not been mature enough to start generating reasonable cash flow, that would be a decent time or considered a reasonable time to take on debt to cover the development of that product. And you just got to make sure that that product actually flies, because when it comes time to start paying down that loan, you better have the cash flow to do it. So the key is to make sure you can always make your payments on that loan, because that's the surest way of ruining your credit. And the word gets around. I mean, I guarantee you that you miss a payment, they're right there, and you're going to hamper your ability to again get additional funding.
Well, I can see that, because if you missed a payment, that's going to show up in the corporate credit reporting. Your vendors are suddenly going to be alerted to the fact that you're not meeting up to your obligations. It could infect your entire product chain.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what other trade-offs should founders be thinking about when they look at debt? I mean, you just mentioned one. What are some heavy, weighty things that debt might do to the company in general and need to be brought in as part of the calculus before one goes into debt.
And that's why a lot of companies look for equity financing as opposed to debt financing, because you know, the startup costs for a new product are quite high and can be quite high, and it weighs heavily on the company's you know, cash flow. You know, that's why they do go after equity as opposed to debt. So it depends upon what kind of product line, what kind of corporate structure you have, your mission of your company would define whether or not you want to go for equity financing versus debt. That doesn't mean the requirements are not going to be the same. It just means that an equity financing, which is, you know, you refer to it often as VC funding, is you don't have to make the payments. You know, there's no payback. I mean, you're going to have to meet the obligations that you've projected. So, you know, while they won't foreclose on you or they won't punish you in the sense of the word of calling your loan, because it's equity and not debt. So that's why many companies, if they have a huge upfront cost to launch themselves, go for equity versus debt. Now, when you give up equity, you're giving up ownership. And that's the thing you have to remember, is what's more valuable to you, equity, I mean, ownership or the viability of the company. So, it's a very calculated game you have to play to decide whether or not ownership's important or whether, you want just to get the company off and running.
To me, that would be the biggest controversy that I would face, is that if you give away too much of the equity, you in effect give away control of the company. And in that process, you can no longer guarantee the success of the company if you're not in control of it, regardless of the amount of debt you may or may not have. So what happens to a founder if they take the plunge? They say, okay, we've got a new product launch, or we have this new strategic initiative, we're going to take on some debt. What happens when they take on that debt and that new revenue doesn't happen? What are their escape paths at that point?
Well, they can either renegotiate the loan, which is possible. The covenants are going to be more onerous, or you can go and get equity financing and use that to pay off the debt. So, I've seen both happen both ways, both renegotiating and also just refinancing through equity.
Well, that's a good point. I wish founders had more options than that. It seems, you know, that it's a little too narrow in terms of what they can do in terms of getting money in order to achieve that growth without building a trap for themselves underneath. Speaking of avoiding traps for the founders who are listening in today, by all means, get a copy of Ray's book, Tough Things First. There is not a better end-to-end treatise on the entrepreneurial life, the leadership of business, how to manage and operate your company going forward. That book, more than anything else I have ever read, is going to help you avoid many of the traps and the pitfalls that cause startups, frankly, to fail. It will be the best investment you can make in yourself and your company going forward. So, Ray, before we take off for the day, what else would you like budding entrepreneurs to know about managing debt and growth? Because you had 37 years where you grew a company quite well, and you went, you know, through various cycles of obtaining debt and getting rid of debt. What else should a founder know before they go any further down the growth of their company?
Make sure that you raise enough money up front before you start the company to take you to profitability. And whether it be equity or whether it be debt, raising enough money up front is the key, because otherwise you're going to be spending far too much of your time out there chasing more funding rather than running your company. That's my 2 cents worth.
And you can't build a company if you're spending all of your time in VC offices tossing pitches onto the desk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of books, by the way, before we break for this episode of the Tough Things First podcast, as long as the listeners are adding to their reading list, also pick up a copy of Ray's book, Zen of Zen. That is Z-E-N of Z-I-N-N. One of the things that I'm impressed by people who run businesses well, is their understanding of people and the interrelationship of various organizations. And that's one of the things I liked about Zen of Zen, is that it went into quite a bit of detail about what are the interconnected points between management, between employees, between the community, between government, between society in general. And that's part of your job as a founder and a CEO, is to manage these relationships. And you can't manage them if you don't understand them. So after you have finished reading Tough Things First, make sure to get a copy of Zen of Zen and add that to your list. So thank you, Ray. I appreciate your time. And to everyone out there in the podcast world, tune in again next week for another episode of Tough Things First.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.